Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we are famous worldwide, not only for the number of people who are involved in Park Run, but also for our butter. Irish butter is the envy of many a country around the world. We make more butter per capita. I'm only making that up. As part of the Bridget 2025 Festival, our next guest, Helen Finnegan from Knockdrinna in Kilkenny, will be hosting a butter-making workshop, looking at the food's fascinating history and how to make butter at home. And Helen has brought her butter-making equipment into studio. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Ray.
What's so special about Irish butter?
What's so special really is that we grow a lot of grass and we have a lot of rain. And our cows eat grass and that gives a fantastic product. That's really it.
Right.
Yeah, our cows absorb carotene from the grass as well as all the other nutrients. But the carotene is what gives it that beautiful orange golden colour.
Right.
And that's why when we go abroad, we have insipid white butter and we can't wait to get back home to Irish butter. Yeah,
because it nearly tastes synthetic compared to ours, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing product and it has such a history. Like we all have, as I say, we're only one generation away from somebody we know that made butter.
Yeah. Did you read that book? It was a bestseller last year, Butter.
I didn't.
No.
Yes.
No, it's an intro inspired by a serial killer.
Oh, God.
It's a real story, it's set in Japan. It's worth a read. Anyway, on stories about butter, I didn't know and I thought I knew everything about St. Bridget, but there's a connection between St. Bridget and butter.
That's right. So her mother was a dairy maid. Her mother ran a dairy and then her mother was sold into slavery. And eventually she came back, got out of slavery again and came back to run the dairy with Bridget, and they made butter. And Bridget was always known for giving away stuff to the poor. So she, one of the days, gave away all the stock of butter to the poor and then prayed all night for a miracle to happen. And lo and behold, the next morning, the dairy was replenished with all of the butter.
Right. So. And then the Coral Plains were covered with butter, like like a big slice of bread.
So
that's the story.
The legend. Yeah.
So is there St. Bridget's butter somewhere? There probably is.
There probably is in a bog somewhere.
And what's your history with butter?
So, well, we started making cheese and some butter in Knockdrinna in 2004. And we made cheese commercially, but we always made a little bit of butter just as something that you did in the dairy.
Yeah.
And then I started to do cheese making classes and we do butter making as part of the cheese making class. So
so before the Magimix, Kenwood, whatever, how did people make butter?
Well, all that has intervened in the meantime is electricity.
That's all right.
Yeah, so butter is made by whacking the fats together. That's basically
whacking the fats together.
Yeah.
So what a description.
Yeah, so butter is just the fat from the milk. So you take away the fat from the top of the milk and you bash it together, and it was done with the old churn that churned in this way, or it was done by a churn that moved up and down. And now we have machines that quiz around do the same thing. Yeah.
Right. And how long would it have taken? Have you done it by hand?
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember I did make butter with my grandmother.
Yes.
I mean, the thing was that anybody who had any animals at all, they generally made a small bit of butter. Like my grandmother only had two cows, and it was made by, they'd scoop off the cream. They'd leave it for a day, they'd scoop off again, and they might have 3 days cream before they'd actually make the butter.
Right.
And then they had the buttermilk for the family.
Yes,
so that
to make bread with the buttermilk, yes. Yeah.
That's it. But as a drink.
So the buttermilk, where did that come in? That was the, what was left?
So in our case, it's the skim milk that's left. So we've taken off the fat, but we still have the protein, the carbohydrate, the calcium, all the nutrients. So it's still a fantastic food.
Yeah.
So that's why it was so important, and why it worked for the small farmer, because like making cheese, you're using all of the milk. Making butter, you're selling off the prime bit.
Yes.
But you also have all of this beautiful nutrient food for your family.
Yeah.
So people survived.
Yeah.
On the potato and buttermilk, and then later, it was only about in the mid 1800s that bicarbonate of soda came into the mix. And then our brown bread came into the mix, if you excuse the pun. So, it's a very interesting kind of how buttermilk, you know, was such a part of the, you know, everybody's diet.
My grandmother used to make lovely brown bread and with buttermilk and then lashings of butter on top. We were having a discussion upstairs and I just have to ask you, with toast, there's a number of us on the team who leave our toast get cold and then put the butter on. Which camp are you in? It has to be hot, doesn't it?
No, I think I like the melted butter.
Yeah, you like that. Okay.
Yes, okay. Sorry now.
So, how long does it take you then to make a pound of butter?
It would take about 2 minutes to whiz it through in the food processor, and then the cream would be whipped into butter, and we would have what would be left would be, in our case, it would be skim milk because we haven't left it out for days and days.
And how does your butter compare to the one that I would buy in the supermarket?
It's better.
Yes, yeah, I know. But you'll have to do better than that, though, in your description.
I mean, I suppose...
You put salt in, obviously.
We put salt. Yeah, so 2% salt is the rate that we use when we're making our butter. The one you buy in the supermarket is 1.8%. Yeah, so it's very little difference. I would say our supermarket butter is super quality.
Yes.
Is super quality. You know, and the butter we make at home, it's more the novelty of seeing it being made. That we make in Nocturna, we use organic cream, so that just makes it a little bit more special.
And do you experiment with flavours?
So we're starting to experiment now with cultured butter. So when I talk about that story of people taking the cream off and leaving it, they were actually making what's now very fancy, a fancy cultured butter, because the cream was acidifying as it was over the couple of days. So it was getting a little bit sour.
Yeah, a little bit funky.
And so now we're actually going to add some culture into it and make that happen and see how that impacts on the different flavours. That's a very...
I was thinking about like actual flavours, like rosemary or whatever, you know.
I mean, we smoked butter. Salt. You can absolutely add anything you want at home.
Yeah.
So like chives, garlic, black pepper, I mean, all those things, paprika, turmeric, flowers.
Who discovered that butter on toast was so delicious and addictive? Who discovered that? Who was the person?
Well, I think it's butter is the thing.
It is.
I just can't imagine life without butter.
that's a little... Helen Finnegan, I just can't imagine life without butter. So you're giving a workshop this weekend.
On Monday, in
Nocturna.
In Temple Bar.
In Temple Bar, a long way from Nocturna, yes.
No, as part of the St. Bridget Festival on the Monday, there are a number of workshops going on in Temple Bar, so it's one of those. So we're there for the whole day. We're doing 3 or 4 workshops.
Right. And I could make butter at home.
You can easily make butter at home, yeah, exactly. It's very easy to do. And it's very satisfying.
You won't
make any money from it, but it's very satisfying.
And like a lot of people, right, I went down the rabbit hole that was sourdough during COVID, and I'm still not fully recovered from it. So it's not like that, is it?
No.
A lot easier than sourdough.
No, it's very, very straightforward.
It is very straightforward.
Yeah.
There's no proofing or leaving it in the hot press to explode or none of that stuff.
None of that. There is one step that's an important step. We whack the fats together and they all stick together and they form the butter. And then we have to wash the butter. So we have to wash it with cold water so that you wash all of the buttermilk that's still in there out. Right. And that just helps your shelf life and helps it to last longer. But that's it. That's it.
Really. I can't get there on Monday. Are you on YouTube?
Not yet.
you should put up your how to make butter, Helen Finnegan.
We run a course on the last Saturday of every month,
right.
Making butter and cheese in Stonyford.
Right.
And we have our other project is the butter project is actually a social enterprise. So we actually employ people who've had issues getting into the workforce in the past in that enterprise, because it is a very satisfying process and it's a very methodical process. Yes. So you have to do the same thing.
There's something meditative about it.
There is. And there's just such a wonderful thing when you put, you know, 15 litres of cream into a churn and you have 26 pieces of butter at the end all wrapped up.
No, it's I can see it. I'm with you there. My mum was a qualified butter and cheese maker. Her first post was in Killigany Creamery in County Kilkenny. Later, she got a similar position at home in Bournacoula, a creamery in County Leitrim. She won numerous prizes for her artistic productions at agriculture shows, e.g. a basket of roses and a swan, all from butter.
Wow.
Alas, the talent has faded. I didn't know there was...
The sculpture.
Butter sculpturing. Yeah. That's another... Yeah. Wow.
Well, and every creamery and every butter maker had their own stamp.
Oh, yes. What's your stamp?
We have just our Nocturna logo, but we don't have it as a stamp just yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is the butter we buy in supermarkets so hard these days, even when kept out of the fridge? You don't know.
No,
I mean,
I think no. Well, no. I think if you leave it out of the fridge, it does get soft, but it has to be hard in the fridge. It's just the fats harden up.
I'm a freak, Helen. I like hard, like frozen butter on cold toast.
That's nearly like cheese.
Yeah, well, it works for me. I think there's a lot of us out there. I think about closet cold butter people.
I think our fridges are a lot better and our. Our butter is rock hard when it comes out of the fridge. Yeah. I don't think it's anything to do with the way it's produced.
Lovely to meet you, Helen. And Helen's going to be in Temple Bar on Monday giving a class in how to make butter. And how will people sign up for that?
There's an online portal for... I don't know what it is.
Yes, I'll find it. It's in Meetinghouse Square.
It's in Meetinghouse Square, exactly. Yeah.
It's a lovely venue.
Yeah.
Helen, lovely to meet you.
Lovely.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks
very much, Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.